Civic Center JPA, bike land deals, and an SB 79 deadline closing fast. San Diego's Land Use and Housing Committee met Thursday and advanced two items with long-range implications for the city's physical landscape. The first was a relinquishment agreement between the city and Caltrans to transfer land at El Cajon Boulevard and Adams Avenue, the legal mechanism required to acquire the right-of-way footprint for the Central Avenue bikeway. Mayor Todd Gloria has consistently backed bike lane expansion, though a vocal constituency continues to question whether construction costs, lost traffic lanes, and ongoing maintenance are justified by ridership numbers, a tension that is expected to surface in November's elections. The committee's second action was arguably more structurally significant, consideration of a joint powers authority for civic center redevelopment. A JPA under California law allows two or more public agencies to jointly exercise powers they each independently hold, potentially enabling the city to bring in partners such as the county, a port district, or a transit agency to co-govern and co-fund a transformation of downtown San Diego's government campus. Thursday's committee stage is the beginning of that process, not an approval. New public comment rules also took effect at City Hall this week, including the previously reported 2-minute limit on public testimony. Critically, the city clerk did not publish full details of all rule changes in advance, meaning residents who plan to address the council at upcoming meetings should review updated procedures at sandiego.gov before arriving. The County Board of Supervisors canceled its July 14th meeting for lack of sufficient agenda items, with the next session scheduled the following week. Supervisor Tara Lawson-Reamer used the week to publicly criticize the federal purchase of the Otay Mesa Detention Center, characterizing it as, in her words, Trump's mass detention agenda getting bigger, more permanent, and more expensive. On state housing law, SANDAG's draft SB 79 transit-oriented development map, which would require the city of San Diego to permit buildings up to 85 feet, or roughly 6 stories, near 21 qualifying bus stops and 47 trolley stations, remains in public comment, with SANDAG spokesperson Stacy Garcia confirming finalization is weeks away and no board vote date set. The city faces a parallel deadline of July 31st to adopt its own transit-oriented development alternative plan. If it misses that window, the state's maximum heights default in automatically.